Loft Studios presents, in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove, dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.
So welcome to the first ever Aloft Studios Presents with me, DJ Vicar.
And me, DJ Woo.
And me, Clank.
And we are recording this show from Aloft Studios, and we're doing it in association with Deep Life Records and Revive in the Groove. And this show is about dance music, electronica, DJ culture, and all from a Christ-inspired perspective. And this track you're listening to right now is Pray by Fatboy Slim.
Yeah!
So once again, you're listening to Aloft Studios Presents, the first ever show, and we're recording this in Loughborough in Aloft Studios with in association with Deep Life Records and Revive in the Groove. And in the mix there, you had a track from the Chemical Brothers B-side album, which came out recently. And now the track you're listening to right now is DJ Roo's Purity, and it's the Pete Le Freak mix. You're listening to the first ever Aloft Studios Presents, coming from Loughborough in England, UK. And in the mix there, we had Set Them Free, the Rocco Spectral mix.
Aloft Studios Presents.
So you are listening to the first ever Aloft Studios Presents in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove. And we've been in the mix for about the last 10 minutes, bringing you some cracking tracks. And we've got some really great things coming up in the show, including some produced tracks that Clank is going to introduce. What are you going to be doing in your slot, Clank?
I'm going to be playing a couple of tracks and just basically sort of looking at it more from a production point of view and sort of maybe a little bit more left field, more the electronica side of things, slightly more unusual stuff, sort of bring stuff to people's attention really.
And you're going to be doing this every month in the Aloft Studios Presents?
Yes, hopefully, yeah, one or two tracks each month and see how it goes, yeah.
And also we're going to be talking to different DJs and producers each month, asking them some different questions about what they're up to, what they've done and what inspires them. And Rue, what are you going to be doing in the Aloft Studios Presents show?
Yeah, I'm going to do some a selection of classic tracks, some sort of back in the day, some more than others. And then
you're going to be trying to get Clank and I challenge Clank and I to see how good our knowledge is.
Yeah.
See if you can guess the year or something like that. So yeah, I'll be bringing you a few of those and see how we get on with them.
And what's this More Beats Vicar? What are we going to be doing in this? You'll have to remind me.
More Beats Vicar. I don't know, I forgot.
We should probably explain this. It's kind of a play on in England, in the UK, we have a saying called More Tea Vicar. It's one of those cliches that is often said to a vicar when they go around your house. You ask them if they have, if they want some tea. In fact, when I turned up here, Rue and Clank said I couldn't have tea, that I had to have water. But anyway.
Protect your vocal cords, Mr. Vicar. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to do something called More Beats Vicar, and what are we going to do in that, DJ Rue? Are we going to chat about tunes or about gear or
all sorts of things? I might we can have a little conversation about some controllers maybe or something like that, just different techniques and.
That sounds good to me. I always like talking about MIDI controllers and
either that or we can just make up as we go along, see what we feel like, shall we?
Well, maybe we could build one right in the show.
Yeah, we could actually have building a MIDI controller on air, step by step instructions.
Without fusing the studio, maybe.
Yeah, seriously. We've got enough electrics running.
So, and then later in the show, we're also going to be talking about some events that are coming up, events that we're involved in, like the Revive Groove Collective that happens once a month, and some other events that are organised by some DJs that we know. And every month we'd like to do what we're going to call the Master Mix, really kind of open decks type session, probably 30 minutes to an hour, where we ask again some DJs and producers that we know to produce something quite different for the Aloft Studios Presents show.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Clank's Tracks.
Hi, this is Clank, and welcome to Clank's Tracks. This is the part of the show where I'll be sort of reviewing tracks and looking at them from a production point of view and sort of a little bit of the history of them maybe, and new releases as well. And the track you're listening to right at this moment is The Freestylers with a track called Boom Blast, and this is the John B remix.
Thank you.
So that's Boom Blast by the Freestylers, and that's the John B remix. And the Freestylers are kind of a breaks duo. They've been around about 10 years, made up of a couple of guys called Matt Cantor and Aston Harvey. And I suppose the unusual thing, or perhaps unusual thing about them, is they make most of their tracks with hardware. And so even right up to this minute, they're still using Akai MPCs, sort of hip-hop drum machines, and that kind of way of producing sounds, but recording them all into Logic. And the interesting thing is that then John B's come along, who's remixed this track, and he's the complete other end of the spectrum, doing everything with plugins, such as Spectrasonic Stylus. And I just love this track, the whole sort of 80s influence and the sort of electro and the drum and bass. And also I should say that the ragga rapping on it is by a guy called Million Dan. And I just think it's a stonking track. And next up we've got a track called Calling from the Ocean, and this is by Staria. Called Calling from the Ocean. And this is by a band, or a duo in fact, called Staria, which is spelled S-S-T-A-R-I-A. And you can find out about them at staria.com. And it's a duo. It's made up of a female vocalist called Sherry Shaw and a guy called Light, L-Y-T-E. And they're based in Chicago in the US. And they're actually a Christian group, Christian sort of electronica trip-hop. And I just love this track. It's really beautiful, almost childlike vocals. And the beat's like perhaps something that Bjork would have in one of her productions. I just love the whole atmosphere of this track. And this, as far as I know, you can't actually buy this track yet. Their CD or album or whatever hasn't actually come out yet. But you can listen to this, plus some other demos on their website. And I'm plugging my own thing, but there's even one of my remixes of one of their tracks there as well, which is how I got to find out about them. So yeah, just really cool track. Check it out. Okay, this is the part where I'm going to talk about new releases. And I should just say, if there's anyone listening to this, if you're a Christian producer and you've got tracks that are coming out for a label or even as a free download or on MySpace or whatever, if you want me to basically plug it for you or review it for you, you can get in touch with me at clank.aloft@ntlworld.com. And if I like what I hear, I'll get it on the show. Anyway, the sort of first release I'm going to talk about is a track by DJ Roo, who you might have heard of, and this is called Purity. It's a single release. There's 10 different versions of the track altogether. There's a track which I think we heard a little bit of earlier by Pete LaFreak, which is a really cool one. I myself have done a drum and bass mix. There's some other tracks on there by Cortex. Reborn have done a breaks mix. So altogether, this is a very cool release. And we're now going to play a section of the Reload mix, which is the original version. go, that was a little bit of the Reload remix of DJ Roo's Purity. You can find this at beatport.com/artists/DJ+Roo. So check it out. Okay, and the last track we're going to be listening to today in this section is a track called Muzak, which hopefully this is going to sound a lot better than normal Muzak. This is a track by somebody called Robert M. But the main reason I'm playing this is it's the remix by Joel Armstrong, who's a Christian producer. And this is released on Point Records. It's a 10-track single, various versions of the track. And the remix that Joel's done is kind of techno, kind of in a Berlin click and cuts kind of style. And check it out, kind of minimal stuff. So that's Muzak by Robert M. That's the Joel Armstrong remix. And you can find that at www.beatport.com/artists/Joel+Armstrong. Okay, so that's it. Until the next time, there's some cool tracks for you to check out.
Planks Tracks.
Hi, this is part of the show where I play some classic tracks, and I get Clank and DJ Vicar to try and get some information about them, and hopefully this will take you back to your times in clubbing and listening to some classic tracks. Okay, the first track I'm going to play is from 2004, and let's hear a bit of it first of all. Okay, right, Clank and DJ Vickers. So who do you think this track was by and what's it called?
I haven't got a clue. I have to admit that 2004, actually, as I was listening to that and you said it was 2004, was a bit of a gap in my knowledge. I think that was one of the couple of years when I actually stopped listening to dance music. So Clank, what is it then?
Well, I am a bit biased and I do actually know what this track is, yeah. It's interesting because the...
bit of cheating going on.
Well, there's a lot of cheating going on involved in this, yeah. This has actually got the thing whereby the artist name and the name of the track is exactly the same thing. So the track is called Alt F4. And the artists who produced it are called Alt F4.
I've really not heard of it.
Well done, Clank.
Yeah. I just should just say one of the reasons I'm biased to this track is that breakdown that you just heard inspired the music that we composed for our wedding. So here, guys, so there's a romantic edge to things.
So did you get married in about
2005? 2005.
Beginning of 2005. Yeah.
Okay. It's just such a cool. So we didn't actually use this literally, but it inspired what we produced for a roof to walk up the aisle to. So there you go. I'm going all flustery.
No. Right. Okay. Yeah. It is. Actually, Alt F4, and it tracks Alt F4, and it was released by Ajuna Beats in 2004. And actually, Alt F4 are the Finnish duo. Let me see if I can say this correctly: Jonas Heimo and Matti Pitala. And actually, I did see recently that Jonas Heimo was on the MySpace page, and he was releasing house and electro house music. So you might want to check that out. Okay. Okay, track number two. Now this track was released in 1996. So let's see if you can work out who this was by and what the track's called. And in fact, what the remix is, if you can. As I said, this track was released in 1996. So does anyone know who this is by to start with?
And over to DJ Vicker.
I've got to say, I really don't want to talk again because this is the second track in our first ever show and I don't know what this one is either. So
next month, yeah. I'll pick some you know, should I?
Yeah, please.
And the objects are
tell me what they are beforehand, maybe. So yeah, you better sack me now. Come on then, Clank. Tell us
Clank,
what they are.
Do you know who it is by?
Well, I am rather naughty in that I saw what was on your screen earlier. But the thing is, but no.
We're not supposed to tell everyone that.
I know. Well, this kind of explains. The fact is that you had three tracks on your screen, but you played two, so I've never got to figure out which one it is. I know who it's by, but I ain't got a clue what it's called.
Well, say who it's by
first.
It's
Apollo 440.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have never guessed it listening to it, because it doesn't sound anything like the tracks I remember by them.
But... So it's a remix of something, is it?
But you said it's a remix,
I'll tell you, the actual mix is Escape from New York mix.
Is that what the track's originally called, or that's the remix name?
That's the mix.
Okay.
This mix, yeah.
Escape from New York. So is it by John Carpenter?
So it's actually... Krupa.
Krupa.
If that's how you pronounce it.
And how is that spelled then?
K-R-U-P-A.
Krupa. Okay.
So anyway.
Yes.
And they also had a hit with Ain't Talking About Dub. That was in 1997.
Yeah, I love that.
Has anyone heard that one?
Yeah, it's the one with the Van Halen riff in it. It was used on a film, wasn't it? What's that film it was used on? Can you remember?
Can't remember now.
It's a really fantastic track. So I can't remember what, I don't know what the Van Halen track was, but they sampled a Van Halen riff and put it to this really cool sort of reggae dub sort of style breakbeat track, and it was used in a film. Was it Lost in Space? A remake of that, I think, from my knowledge of these things.
Don't know, we'll have to find out.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the end of my tracks, and join me next month for some more classic tracks.
Deep Life Showcase.
Hi, this is Clank, and welcome to the Deep Life Records Showcase. Originally, Andy T was going to be presenting this, but he's asked if I can do it, and I'll be bringing you three tracks from Deep Life Records that are released this month. This track you're now listening to is by DJ FaZe, and it's called Dreaming. what you get if you cross a bit of classical with a bit of trance, the track you're currently listening to. This is Vivaldi, The Four Seasons, De Lente, and this is by Quill Rider. What you get if you cross a bit of Canada with a bit of Brazil? And the answer is the track you're currently listening to. This is Digital Aura, Morning Star, and this is the Major Pax remix. Digital Aura is from Canada, and Major Pax are a duo from Brazil, and they've remixed Digital Aura's track. So this is Digital Aura, Morning Star, the Major Pax remix. And you can check out all these releases at www.beatport.com/labels/deeplife+records. And you can check us out at www.deepliferecords.com. So that's it for this month. See you next time.
Circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Next.
Hi, this is DJ Vicar. As we said, this is the Master Mix, and this is a Master Mix that I produced back in November for some fireworks displays I was DJing at. And this kind of sets the tone, hopefully, for Master Mixes that will follow, using tracks that are current and also some tracks from way back when.
We listen to our music at night. 7 times out of 10, we listen to our music at night.
We listen
to our music at night.
Where are you?
Come and yeah.
the record when the drum beats go like this.
You are listening to The Master Mix on Aloft Studios Presents.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Plaza is proud to present...
We're about to start on a long sea voyage, you and I. Maybe 20,000 miles. I'm ready for anything, and I hope you are a good sailor.
Giants up for giants.
Again, you're listening to Loft Studios Presents, and this is the More Beat Vicar part of the show. And I think this is the bit where we chat about DJ type stuff. Is that right, DJ Roo?
I think so.
And I suppose a good thing we could have a little bit of a chin wag about is the whole digital DJing thing. I know, I suppose in the last 12 months, would you say that, you know, the kind of stigma behind it seems to have changed a bit? More people seem to be warming to it, don't they, and moving over to digital?
I think so, yeah. You still get your people though saying, oh, vinyl is the, you know, is the only thing that they will actually DJ. But I think people have seen that there's more creative ways of using digital DJing for their advantage, really.
And how about yourself? Because I mean, you've had a few different, I suppose, you've kind of gone through a progression in your own digital equipment or setup. I mean, tell us a bit about that. I mean, you started with Ableton. How did you find that?
Well, I started off DJing on CD decks. Then I kind of stopped for a little while, and then I decided I'd try Ableton because I'd heard a lot of good stuff about it. And actually, this did kind of kickstart my DJing again. And actually, after using it for a little while, I found it didn't actually do everything that I wanted it to do. I think it's because of my style of DJing. For you, it's really good because you're kind of a breaks, scratch DJ, whereas I tend not to be. I think actually I've actually stopped using Ableton and decided to use Talk and the Exponent controller.
Yeah.
And I've just found that I feel so much more comfortable using that.
I suppose we should explain that. I mean, try not to assume that everybody knows what we're talking about when we're talking about Ableton and that kind of thing. What we're talking about is Ableton's the software, and always with digital DJing, you've got the software side, and then you've got the kind of hardware side, the way that you control it. And so what we've been talking about is that DJ Roo's changed from using Ableton, which is one piece of software, to using Talk, which is another piece of software. And Talk's more of a two deck kind of setup, isn't it?
Yeah, basically it's two deck setup, but you can actually use samples as well if you want to. So it's kind of just building on that,
and
really.
Even VSTs and
you
can have plugins
and all your filter effects, delays, and all that kind of thing as well.
Yeah.
So what about you? I know you're into your Ableton.
I really do enjoy Ableton. It means I can play, you know, 8 tracks at a time. I just like the way that it's halfway between DJing and actually remixing. Producing, but the thing that I've always found difficult with Ableton is the fact that you can't just access your iTunes playlist, as it were. You can't just on the fly, and I still continue to struggle with that. And I have actually used Talk recently at a gig I did, just because the gig meant that I needed to be quick at getting tracks into the mix, and people were going to ask me for tracks, and Ableton just would not have allowed me to do that. So, yeah, Ableton's my preferred thing for when I'm mixing and I'm putting a set together. The set I did on Cast the Fire was done on Ableton. But if I'm playing a gig that's going to require to drop a track in on the fly, then I'm going to use Talk and probably Connective, which will connect me up to, you know, your traditional decks, but sample the MP3s through the clever little box that they do.
So do you miss your vinyl then?
I miss the feel of vinyl, which is why I'm looking at the moment to try and remodel my own controller to kind of get some scratch techniques and juggling techniques. But and there's a good website to look up, actually, if you're into that kind of thing, into building controllers, is a website called moldova.com or controllerism.com. Look up those websites, there's a bit more info on that. But maybe next time we do a more beats vicar, maybe we can have more of a chat about controllers and what's possible.
Okay.
Loft Studios presents.
So you are listening to Aloft Studios Presents with me, DJ Vicar, with DJ Roo and Clank, and this is the events part of the show where we talk about events that are coming up, mainly events that we are involved in, or events maybe that you want to let us know about. So if you do get in touch. But yeah, we want to talk a bit about Revive. We do run a groove collective called Revive, which is really for DJs, clubbers, people just who have a heart for DJ culture, clubbing culture. And we just get together once a month for chilling out, chatting, networking, just getting to know each other. And also we have a time of worship, and we're trying to actually make it that Revive, to try and do it on the same Friday of the month. So we're going to do it on the first Friday of every month. And DJ Roo, I believe you're going to be leading the next worship bit of the next Revive. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, let me just give you a little bit of background. I do a show called Chill 30 Show, which is basically kind of chill out and meditative music with scripture and kind of that kind of thing read over the top. And this is the kind of thing I'm going to be doing at this month's Revive. And so we're going to be doing Chill 30 live, in effect. And so anyone that wants to come along to Revive and listen to Chill 30, they should know what to expect, really.
Yeah, and again, for our US listeners, unfortunately, we're in Birmingham, UK. I know we often get confused between our two Birminghams, but we wish we were in the same Birmingham as you guys. But yeah, we're in Birmingham, UK. And yeah, I mean, usually at Revive, we have a time of worship, like we said, and we have a time to have some food, that kind of thing, chill and chat. But we also have a time where we actually, someone gets on the decks, one of us gets on the decks, and we just have a good old party, get into the groove, as it were. Yeah, just to let you know about some other things that are happening in Birmingham, actually. A friend of ours, again, DJ Io, who's also helps us run Revive, has her own club night called Lovejoy, and that's happening at Cafe One, just off off on the edge of the city centre. And if you want to find out more about that night, then look up tasteandseethelight.org, and you will be able to find out about that club night.
Also, you might want to check out the Revive MySpace page.
Oh, yeah.
Which is www.myspace.com/revivegroove. And you'll be able to find out all about the upcoming events on there.
Yeah. So, again, if you are in Birmingham, then do look us up, because we just really want to connect up with more people who, like us, love DJ culture and also love and follow Christ.
Loft Studios presents.
So you've been listening to Aloft Studios Presents, and just as we end the show now, we just want to tell you something about how to find out more about us. I'm DJ Vicar, as I said, and you can find out more about me at djvicar.co.uk, and you can find out more about Clank and DJ Roo at
www.aloftstudios.co.uk, and also Deep Life Records at www.deepliferecords.com.
So, and also the Groove Collective we mentioned that we're involved in is myspace.com/revivegroove. And yeah, that's it for this month's streaming show and podcast. Till next month, see ya.
Studios presents, in association with Deep Life Records and Reviving the Groove. Dance music, electronica, DJ culture, from a Christ-inspired perspective.